Time to head over to the West, though, because it is the Group 1 Winterbottom. Tomorrow, Dan Morton knows how to win the Winterbottom. He's looking to go back-to-back with Elite Street, and he's got a very nice backup in a stablemate that's going to be hard to beat as well. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Michael. Going well.
12 months ago, it was a great day for you and the team with Elite Street. Can you compare him to the form he was in 12 months ago? He's absolutely airborne, winning his last three in a row.
Yeah, he's going well. He's a lot more mature horse this time around. So, we're looking forward to it. He's in good order.
Well, he's drawn gate 10. How do you think that's going to play out for him in the field tomorrow?
It's probably not a bad gate for him. He tends to settle off the speed a little bit. I'd have been nervous had he drawn, too close in. But, I think from there, he's obviously probably going to be a little bit deep. But if he can get a good drag into the race, then he should be competitive.
It's always a tough race to win the Winterbottom. It's a Group 1 race. There's no Eastern States competitors this year, but there's still a lot of local talent. And your stablemate, Will Chino, is probably along the similar lines as what Elite Street was 12 months ago. The young up-and-comer, not so young, but the new one on the, the radar, winning 8 from 11. Is Will Chino, do you think, at the value, a realistic chance of knocking off Elite Street tomorrow?
Never say never. She's obviously in a good vein of form herself, and like you say, coming through the same sort of grades as he did last year. So she's got to elevate herself into that sort of high-pressure race. But her asset is she goes forward and keeps herself out of trouble, and she's got a pretty high-end speed. So, all things being equal, she should be there for a fair way.
When I said value, I just looked at the updated market, and after drawing barrier one, she's into $4. So you've got a stranglehold top of the market, Dan.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm fully aware it's not a two-horse race, though. There's plenty of horses in there that are pretty seasoned sort of sprinters and come down to a little bit of luck in running.
Well, I suppose the barrier draw's been kind when you look at a horse like Will Chino, and even though Elite Street's drawn a little wide compared to a horse like Graceful Girl. And before the barrier draw, were you considering that she was probably going to be the hardest to beat?
I think she probably still is, to be honest. She toe-balled us last start and hit the line very strong, and she would probably waste an inside gate herself. So I'd imagine she's going to be back in the run somewhere and trying to get on the back of us possibly or whatever. But, yeah, again, that's only one other horse, so no good worrying about them. Just we'll get ours there in one piece, hopefully, and see what the day unfolds for us.
He's had six starts, Elite Street, over 1,200 metres, and it's only been the one win. Which was this race last year? Is that just a quirk of the stats, or do you think there is a slight query at 1,200?
No, it doesn't hold any concerns. A lot of his racing's been just over the shorter ones just because those were the races that were there available for him. But, it certainly doesn't hold any fears. But, and he's, like I say, he's a lot more mature horse this time around. So we're going in good order at this point. So looking forward to it.
Will we get to see these two gallopers in Melbourne again? You brought Elite Street over last year to have a crack at some of the big sprints. Is that the back of your mind if they perform well?
Like I'm just saying, nothing's off the table, but, we'll get through this Saturday. Mark McGowan lets us out. That's a nice thing. So, we're allowed to come over there and take your money, so we'll have a look at it.
Exactly. It's a closed shop over there at the moment. What about in the Japan Racing Association Trophy? You've got Stafford's Lad and also your stablemate there, Temptation as well?
Yeah, both going good. So Stafford's Lad's hopefully on a build through to the Perth Cup. He's a pretty dour sort of stayer, so he's getting out towards his distance range now. He's in good shape. And the mare, Temptation, she's a proper stayer herself. She ran second and third in the Oaks and Derby there, earlier in the year, so she can get over the ground. But going in good shape. So probably both on the same path now, heading hopefully towards the Perth Cup.
Well, you'd be dreaming of Cronulla-ing the Group 1 Winterbottom tomorrow, but if I was going to put you on the spot and you only had one bet to have, who would it be, Elite Street or Will Chino?
Not a punter myself, but the risk of sounding boring, honestly, they're both going in good shape. Wilcino's got to elevate. Like I say, the other guys already been there, done it. So I'm not a punter, and they're too short for my liking, but probably Elite Street's the one to, you know, that probably is to lose at the moment.
Elite Street to go back-to-back with Brad Rewilla. Hey, best of luck, Dan. It's a great achievement to get the two top favourites in at the Group 1 Winterbottom. Hope everything goes well tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.